I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
It's Black History Month, and we've been shining the spotlight on Lexington this year. And today I thought we would revisit what it was like for African-American students shortly after Lyman T. Johnson in 1949 successfully desegregated the state's flagship university.
George Logan was one of the first African-American graduate students to attend UK after Lyman T. Johnson. Logan, who was from Lincoln County, Kentucky, came to campus in 1951. We interviewed Logan in 2013 for the Kentucky Civil Rights Hall of Fame Oral History Project. And in this interview, Logan talks about his first day on campus and attending a Kentucky history course that was taught by Professor Thomas D. Clark. On the first day, George Logan got to class early and he took a seat. A white student sat down next to him. That student's name was Jess Gardner. Jess Gardner was a veteran who struck up a conversation with George Logan about his service in World War II and how Gardner's life had been saved by African-American soldiers. While they were talking, the other white students came into the classroom and gathered against the back wall, refusing to take their seats because of George Logan's presence in the classroom. So Logan describes that moment when Dr. Clark first comes into the classroom.
I felt sorry for him when I saw his face. He come in that room and he saw all of those kids standing around the wall and me and Jess sitting there. He turned the only thing I can say was his face turned like just red like a tomato. And he stood there a couple of seconds. He was just shocked. And he turned around and went back out. And he waited till the second bell rang. And he come back in, and here's what he said. I got 39 students. I got 40 chairs. Either take a seat or get the hell out. So they very slowly took a seat. Then he told me, he says, Mr. Logan, if you don't mind, would you go to the student union building right next door? He said, you haven't done anything wrong. He said, I just want to talk to these kids. See you in the morning. Thanks for doing that for me. So I left. I went over to the student union to get a cup of coffee and sit down. Every time you go to sit down, if you sit down, everybody else get up and leave. So I said, oh, this is where it's going to be. The next morning, I went back to that class. And this time, I guess I was the most shocked person in the world. Everybody must have came. They had to call each other up at night. Because kids were in, all 37 of the seats. They had one seat left, and they put a sign on that chair for color only, and put a rope around. So when I opened the door and I saw that, I just politely walked to the side of the wall and stood up. And a few minutes, the bell rang. Dr. Clark come in, oh man. He saw that. He grabbed that chair, ran to the window and threw it out the window. And he says, I hate to send you back over there, Logan, but go back to the student union building, because we're going to have it this morning. So I went back to the student union building. But I say this, I don't know what the man said. But I had no more problems in that class.
What a powerful, powerful account of what was going on at the university at that time.
You really have to listen to the whole interview. It's such an important story.
It's available online?
Yes, at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.